sometimes happens to a composer, right at the end of that piece, there is a section that that I came more and more to fall in love with. You see, a composer writes his music, and he doesn't know whether he's going to fall flat on his face or not when he hears it played. And then he hears it played, and the experience, he has the possibility now, because of taping, at least often he has that experience. Sometimes it has to be a tape from an amateur group where he doesn't have to worry about union. And he can listen to the work. And gradually, he becomes if he's a normal composer, he becomes very fond of the work. He loves the work. And little by little, of course, he gets to the point where he wants to never hear it again in his life. But there is a process of getting acquainted with the work. And I must admit to you that I think this can be very valuable to a composer, and I'm speaking to young composers in this audience now, because one of the things that the artist must do, must happen to the artist, he must come to know himself, and he will best find himself by listening to his own music and coming to realize what there is in that music that is uniquely his and that he just loves intensely. Then follow from there on. Don't, for heaven's sake, fall into this dreadful business of trying to follow the latest bandwagon and trying to find yourself as a composer by imitating something that you aren't. This can only lead to failure. It may lead to a little bit of success for a very short time, but this is not the way. And to listen to your tape and find out what you sound like, what your sound is, your unique sound. That, I think, is important. Well, that always happens to me. And as I say, I absolutely fell in love with a spot. And sometimes when that happens, I can't resist making another composition. So this resulted in my second violin concerto. And I wonder if you sense the spot. I'm not going to say anything more about it, but if anything more, I think you just follow. Wait a minute. That's going to the right speed. Incidentally, this is the Dallas Orchestra, and you like to ask me questions? Yes.
I was curious when you were discussing your ex-chord setup and your tonality setup. Did you have all of this worked out in your mind before you began writing the piece?
Oh, yes.